right, VEN's combine coverage. We're going to punt it off with former Colts punter.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Pat McAfee. Vikings fans, the lasting image of you was our game against the Colts this past season. Yeah. You had three punts for 127 yards, two of them inside the 20. Great game, Pat.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. You know, I really kicked the ball well that day. But I think what I noticed that day the most was we did very well against you, which was unexpected because your team was hot and very impressive. It was Adrian Peterson's return. Yeah. The Viking chant was talked about by a lot of my peers from a lot of different teams about U.S. Bank Stadium being the best environment in football all of a sudden.
Awesome.
And whenever I got there, I completely agreed. It was incredible. What you guys have done with that stadium is amazing. Your fan base was electric. Now, granted, we didn't get a chance to see all that because we kind of led early until late. But what an incredible stadium you guys have. It's an awesome team for the future. But it was negative 25 degrees when we were there. So I don't know how you live there. I don't know how you do it. I don't know if you just lock it down for a certain amount of months. But I thought Minnesota was a fantastic place. Went to that mall. Did a zip line in the mall. Went to U.S. Bank Stadium. I have a very, very positive thoughts about Minnesota. And although we won, I can't wait to return to that place.
Well, we ran into a great punter that day. It was very hard to overcome.
Well, that's the big thing, you know, and the NFL these days with the way fantasy football is and the rules, if you have a good punter, you're going to win the game, and that's a big deal.
Right. But seriously, congratulations on a great career. Did your career begin with a combine appearance?
No, I was not invited, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Left off the guest list here for the combine when I was coming out. I had to go the old-fashioned route through a pro day, through a workout with some scouts. I got drafted in the seventh round by Bill Polian, which is very awesome. Minnesota Vikings showed no interest in me. That's okay. And not a lot of teams showed no interest in me. I completely understand that. But any path you have to make it to the NFL is one that's very lucky. And I think a lot of these guys are going to come here today and kind of realize how incredible the NFL operation is and kind of the machine that this is, because it's 12 months a year we're topic of conversation, and this combine has become an incredible spectacle not only for the city of Indianapolis but nationwide, and I think what the league has done with it is an incredible business moves, and I hope some kids here really get a chance to earn an opportunity for their family and make their dreams come true.
You know, a business move for you has been retiring and joining Barstool Sports. Our friends at Barstool Sports, they appear in some of our programming, Big Cat and PFT
Big
Commenter
country.
they're friends of ours, and now you're part of Barstool, so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Barstool Sports and I have had a relationship here for a couple of years. I got a chance to meet Big Cat a few years back whenever we started a relationship with each other. We
followed each
other on Twitter. Slid into some DMs, you know, no big deal. But I met with them last year at the Super Bowl, got a chance to go on their casting couch, which I'm sure you watched. It was incredible TV and internet content. I enjoyed it a lot, and I started chit-chatting with them, and whenever they got bought out, Peter Chernin.
Yep.
Dave was told he could assemble a crew of anybody he wanted. And he said, hey, man, we want you on our team. Whenever you're thinking about retiring, whenever that is, I understand you can punt forever. And I've had three knee surgeries in the last 4 years. My legs are kind of getting old. And I've really enjoyed the off-the-field stuff, chasing real fulfillment, making people happier. It's just like real fulfillment and philanthropy. So I started chit-chatting with them, and they're building me a headquarters here in the middle of Indianapolis, which will be up and running by June. And I'm so thankful to Barstool Sports and all the people over there. And we're just trying to make good content, make the world a better place, and hopefully laugh a lot more.
You're doing a good job of that. The one good thing about having what you said, three surgeries in 4 years, is you get a B.A. Kane.
Yeah. This Kane, Patty Kane, John McCain. You know what we got going on here. So this cane was gifted to me, and I don't know if it's on in Minnesota, but the Bob and Tom Show is a morning show that's on like 170 affiliates across the country. They're based out of Indianapolis. Bob Cavoyne retired last year. He's my next-door neighbor, one of my good friends. When he retired, I gave him a cane and some other stuff, and as soon as I retired, he returned the favor, and that was 3 weeks ago. Little did I know that I'd actually be using it here after surgery. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I have a lot of respect for the people that used to rock the cane back in the day, because this is a leopard print cane. You can dress it up. You can dress it down. It's an accessory. It's fashionable. But it's really been helping out take the weight off of my knee.
So it looks incredible. It's not getting crazy. It looks incredible.
It is serving a purpose, and hopefully I won't be using it for that long.
All right. Our combine coverage off to a great start because of Pat McAfee. Thanks for your time. Congrats on a great career. Good luck the rest of the way, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Just trying to be average. Not too high, not too low. Just right there in the middle of the road and keep it moving.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks for having me, man. And what is it? What is it? The drum thing?
Well, we have the skull chant. We have the skull chant.
This one.
Yes.
We only saw it one time.
We weren't having a great day.
So A.Q. Shipley, who's the center for the Arizona Cardinals, I think he's a free agent now. He might be in Minnesota, actually, next year. He's a great center. He's been in the league 8 times. He's got 14 transactions. He's been cut, released, practice squad everywhere.
He's gritty.
Gritty. Mm-hmm. White guy, short arms, round. I mean, that's just what he is. Penn State grad. Really good football player. But his favorite TV show is Vikings. Yeah, so whenever he played in Minnesota, he said, wait until you go there. It's the best environment in history. The Skull Chant is incredible. So I was building it up, so excited. Walk into the stadium. It's a beautiful place. Heard the Skull Chant early during warm-ups, and I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of disappointed because, boy, I've been told it's the best thing in the NFL.
Well, yeah, we weren't having a great day that day. That's why we didn't use it very much. And we're trying to figure out ways to market it and, like, promote it. And we've come up with all these ideas. We just need to have you.
I think more of those chants would have turned the tide. You know, when you have a good punter, you win a game.
Okay.
I had a good game that day. I had a good day. But also when you have a good chant, with the way fantasy football is, that wins games.
So punters win games, Skull Chants win championships.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most true thing I've ever heard said right there. Yeah, that's dead on. And I think I need to see more of that next year. The world needs more Skull Chants because it's amazing.
There it is, Pat McAfee.